Injury wise, we, John Sullivan and Red Ellison were the only two guys that were a little bit banged up. Sully has a left calf strain, and Rhett got hit on the knee, but played the game. Both guys played and finished the game, so should be all right. Very difficult loss. Our guys played extremely hard for four quarters, battled on the road, and that last two-minute sequence, you know, I could have done some things different. I told our players after the game, as a staff, I don't think we could have asked for any better preparation, any better fight from our team. But I have to do a better job in guiding our team in that last sequence. And I wanted them to know that we couldn't ask for anything more from them with what they did today. But at the end of the day, there were some things I didn't do in my role that could have helped our football team. But the effort that they gave, that we'll always have a chance because of that. I've got to do some things better to help them, and didn't get that done in that last 2 minutes. But as far as our players, couldn't ask for better effort from them.
You talking about getting better personnel out there for that drive, or more accountability in the middle of the field?
No, there were some things that we could have done differently, Brian, strategically, and that's my fault. There were some things we could have done a little bit different in that situation that I need to help our guys with.
Offense or defense?
The last 2 minutes on defense. Yeah, the prior one on offense, and we had some opportunities and came up short, kicked the field goal, but you know, just.
So does it like sticks out, or is it more of a general thing that you feel like you could have done differently?
Some general things that I definitely could have done better in that situation to help our coaches, and I didn't, and I just I got to do a better job in that situation.
Leslie, watching you guys come off the field, the amount of frustration that you had, it almost seemed. A loss is a loss no matter what, but it almost seems like it's one of the worst because it's so close to being a 10-15-point loss.
Well, these they definitely stay with you for sure, Dave. It's a tough loss, and you know it'll be a tough one to get over. But we'll have to get over it. You know, we have another game coming up, so Monday. We'll look at the tape, take a look at you know what transpired, and you know we got to be able to put it behind us. And we will. We'll put it behind us. But it's definitely a difficult loss.
Offensively, you had, I think, a 3rd and 4 late in the game there. Are you happy running Adrian and taking your shot there and taking the field goal? Or if you had to do it over again, would you give it a shot with the pass?
I don't know. It's easy to second guess, you know, after the fact. But sometimes when you give it to Adrian on 3rd and 4, you don't feel like you're in bad shape. But hindsight is always 20-20. But we still had our opportunities to win that ball game, Jim, and you know, just didn't get it done.
Leslie, did you see a different Christian Ponder today?
Yeah, I mean, he just really took charge after the interception for a touchdown. He just didn't waver, you know, stayed strong, stayed committed to playing good, clean football, and I'm really proud of the way he bounced back and played down the stretch for us. He made some big time throws, you know, gave us a chance, really did a great job.
Leslie, based on how the defense played, scoring a touchdown, the special teams scoring a touchdown, and then the offense coming around in the second half, how much does this hurt based on how each part did something to push this team ahead?
Well, it hurts a lot. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, you can't fault the way our guys played and kept giving us chances on the road against a good team. And, you know, I got to do some things differently. We'll get in those situations that we were in at the end, and you know maybe we'll figure out a way to get a win in that situation if we handle some things a little bit differently.
Coach, you talked about how proud you were of the fight of your players. Is there almost too many momentum swings, just quick, instant swings? Is it too taxing on your players after so long to be realistic to keep expecting them to be able to bounce back?
No, I mean it's the National Football League. This is what you do. There are going to be some ups and downs, some back and forth, and you got to deal with adversity, got to overcome adversity, and our guys have shown that they can do that on the road, and know, I got to help them. I got to do some things differently when we get in situations where, you know, where I can help them. But they showed that they're a resilient group. They'll battle. So that part of it, I mean, that's the NFL. There are going to be some games just like this. We'll have maybe another one 40 years old.
Would you like to have been more aggressive on that last defensive drive?
Yeah, there are definitely some things could have done differently than what we did, Brian. That's one gym where I would look, hindsight being 20-20, do something different. Just got to do some things different when we get in that situation, if we ever get in that situation again. All right, thank you.